This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
105.7. Now back to Tyler O'Neill. We'll talk to Rich Dubrow at bottom of the hour from BaltimoreBaseball.com. He got scratched. Not because he has an itch. He got scratched yesterday before last night, before the Pirates game. Rib cage issue. And we'll talk to Rich again because he's there. But Nolan, Brandon Hyde said it's going to miss a couple of days. They're not overly concerned with it. Let's not forget Tyler O'Neill's baseball career, St. Louis, Boston, riddled with injury concerns. He spent three times on the IL last year for the Red Sox, and he hit 31 homers. Because I'm sitting here going, man, with the Yankees, heel, ooh, LeMahieu, wow. Stanton, both elbows. Oh, look at them, injuries. And now all of a sudden it's O'Neill, Grayson, Gunner. Good news is Westberg came back last night. Yeah, it's only spring, but the O'Neill one's concerning because there's a history there.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. If he doesn't play tomorrow or Sunday, I think I'll maybe start to feel a little worse about it, but it sounds like he'll be out there. Of all the injuries you just mentioned, this one's probably pretty far down the list for me. Still more concerned about Gunner just because it's an unknown. You know, the status for opening day is up in the air. And Andrew Kittredge, you know, getting the MRI on the knee.
That's bad news.
Second, third opinions. Anytime you hear that, that's never good. So those are kind of the big two for me. And then Grayson, obviously. The other day we talked about him losing a little bit on the velocity. Actually, not a little bit, a lot of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, fastballs in the high 80s.
Yeah, and 89 was his last pitch.
I mean, that's like an injured John Means. Dylan Bundy at the end. Not good.
And it's a tricep. And he said he felt sluggish, lethargic. And it's, we had just talked about his importance to the rotation. And about the high 90s triple digits fastball that did top out at like 95 plus. But the last one, as we said, he just threw against Minnesota was 89, or Detroit, whoever they played, was 89 miles an hour. So that's concerning as well, because this is a guy that missed the last 2 months and the postseason of 2024. And when Gunnar Henderson, and it looks like it might be a reality, he couldn't be ready for opening day. When you lose your best player, that, I'm not saying it's catastrophic to the big picture, but certainly not an ideal situation to start the year. And I don't know if you talked about it yesterday real quick, Nolan. I'm not moving Holiday to short. He stays at second. That's his new position. You got to figure something out here, though, if you're Hyder moving forward.
Right. Yeah, we did yesterday a bit. And to me, it seemed natural in a short term that you just put Ramon Arias there. And then, of course, go figure, last night's game, you know, he gets brushed back with a heater there, goes down to the dirt, and you're thinking, oh, my God, now we're losing the backup.
Right, right.
You know, but he was okay. So,
because Westberg was drafted as a shortstop, but we like him at third.
Right.
Where Arias did win a gold glove.
Yeah, so
Soto's been kicking ass.
Arias is playing somewhere no matter what.
Sure. But Gunnar Henderson not starting the year, bad. If it's an extended period of time, it's a tremendous setback. Grayson one's concerning. O'Neill, I'll be cautious like you. Gittredge, though, oh boy, that's not good.
Especially considering he was their only notable addition in the bullpen this year.
That's not good.
And who were they talking to who went to the Blue Jays? Hoffman? And there was that whole thing that they were close to reaching a deal with him, but there was a medical red flag.
Correct.
So now if the guy you did actually sign has the medical issue and Hoffman's healthy for the full season, not a good look.
Yeah, and the red flags wrapped around that sore knee.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.